It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
You know, the more I study the Word of God, the more I see God's treasures. And I see that those treasures that God has, He's given to us. He's let us see these treasures as we study His Word. Now, as we look into the book of Ephesians, I see so much here. I see so much when I get into the Word, but I see each section of Scripture that we look at. I see God's treasure. And I see in this book, the book of Ephesians, so many things. And I've said this before, that not only does the book of Ephesians give the believer, those people who have trusted Jesus as Savior, not only does this book give those individuals assurance of salvation, the assurance that God has forgiven them of sin, but it also lets the person who has never trusted Jesus as Savior, it lets that person know how that they too can know the fullness of God's grace as they come to Him and they receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, I'd like to pick up today and back up just a little bit here in verse 5 of chapter 1. We have so much confusion that's going on today within local churches, and I hear of this confusion. Thank God the church that I attend, this church, the Central Baptist Church of Ocala, is at this time, there is no confusion as to what the Word of God says. It's being preached from the pulpit that thus saith the Word of God, going completely by the Word of God, the King James Bible, which I believe is the Word of God. I would advise you that each time that we gather our hearts together, or whenever you go to church, wherever you go to church, you know, whoever you listen to who claims to be a man of God, as they open the Word of God, may I invite you to check them out. No matter who it is, check me out. Look into the Word of God and make sure that that person is proclaiming, thus saith the Lord, from the Scripture, and make sure that person is using, I believe, the King James Version. I believe that is the Word of God, and I believe that that's what we should be using in the pulpit as we proclaim Jesus Christ. Now, as we look into the Word of God today, I'd like to start once again in the book of Ephesians. I'm going to back up to verse 5. So much confusion today that the Bible says that the people are going to creep in unaware. In other words, they're going to creep in to local churches. They're going to cause confusion. That confusion comes about from the devil. And the devil wants to confuse everybody, especially when it comes to salvation. And we look in chapter 1 of Ephesians and verse 5, it says there, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. That doesn't mean that God is going to choose certain individuals to be saved and certain people to be lost. What it's saying here is that as children of God, we have been predestined for certain things in our lives as the people of God. We are in the adopted family of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as the adopted people of God, then Jesus Christ Himself, according to that verse, it says, according to the good pleasure of His will. The good pleasure of His will is that we would serve Him as His children and do the things that He's predestinated. Now, once again, the predestination means that He's predestinated us to be conformed to His image, according to Romans chapter 12. We are to grow in His grace and knowledge. And as we grow closer and closer to Him. We know more about our Lord and Savior as we study His Word, as we pray and we stay close to Him. We grow in His grace and knowledge. We're going to see in just a moment about wisdom. And it says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, we are in the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 6 says, to the praise of the glory of His grace. Grace, marvelous grace, the song says. And as we think of the marvelous grace of God, He would never choose someone to go to hell. That person who goes to hell has chosen that for themselves. They have chosen to go to hell because they have not chosen Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. God sends no one to hell. It's up to the individual to receive Him to escape hell. to accept Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came into this world to save people, to save men, women, boys, and girls. It makes no difference if you're rich, poor, young, or old. Jesus Christ wants to save everyone who will come to him. The Bible says in verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, to the praise of the glory of his grace. There could be no glory without the grace of God, without the free gift of Jesus Christ. That free gift is salvation through him, to the praise of the glory of his grace. Grace means glory. Glory means grace. In other words, we cannot praise God if he is one who sends people to hell. He predestinates no one to go to hell. He predestinates no one to go to heaven. It's up to the individual to choose or reject Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And I would remind you that as an unsaved person, you are condemned already because you have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. When that person who is unsaved dies and goes to a devil's hell, they will be brought out of hell to be cast into the lake of fire. As they stand at the white throne judgment, the judgment, final judgment, it will be explained to those individuals that you were condemned because you did not believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You did not receive him as your Lord and Savior. And Jesus Christ will say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. And it's sad, but those people will be cast into the lake of fire. And the Bible says that the lake of fire is the second death. Well, we look on and we see that to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. It's just as like we are already in heaven. We are accepted by his grace. It's by the grace of God. And we're going to read as we study this scripture, for by grace are you saved. It's all by the grace of God. Man only receives what God has already done, what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary. Man can do nothing to earn his way into heaven. Man can do nothing to be saved apart from the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Bible goes on to say in verse 7, in whom we have redemption, through his blood, that's Jesus Christ that we read about in the preceding verses, in whom we have redemption, through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. There's the word grace again. The word grace, God's grace is so great. Well, notice the word redemption there. Redemption. And when I see that word redemption, I see other scriptures coming in. Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 15 says this, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. It's as if we're already there with him in the kingdom of God. It's as if we're already in heaven. Verse 14, in whom we have redemption. How? Through his blood. There it is again, through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. This is Jesus Christ. He's the image of the invisible God. He came to this earth and took upon himself the flesh of man. Now that flesh was sinless. Mary was overshadowed and the Holy Spirit overshadowed her. And Mary brought forth her firstborn son. Now, once again, Mary was not a perpetual virgin. Mary gave birth to other children. The Bible says that he was her firstborn son. So that means that she gave birth to other sons, other children. But notice here, Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. He came to this earth. He was placed in that womb of this woman. He came forth and he lived a sinless, perfect life. He was sinless throughout all of his life. He never sinned. The Bible tells us that he did not come forth from a man, but he came forth from the Holy Spirit and Mary, the Virgin Mary. And as we think of that, we realize that sin came into this world by one man, and that one man was Adam. And as we think of that, we think of sin because Adam sinned willfully. and he placed mankind, we were plunged into sin because of his sin. But let me quickly add, if you're listening today or reading this, you do not have to, you cannot blame Adam for your sin, because you have a choice to make. Your sin can be covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that word redemption tells me that. Redemption means forgiveness. Romans 3:24 says, being justified freely by his grace. There's that word grace again. Justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Might I use a couple of words here to talk about redemption? Just redemption. As we think of that, I think of the word rescued. We have been rescued from the jaws of hell. We have been rescued from the second death once we have trusted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Redemption. And the great thing is that we don't have to wait for this life to end to be redeemed, because we're redeemed already. And that old song says, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And that's how we are redeemed, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think of this as I look at Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Christ has met all. He paid for all our sins. If we believe on Jesus, we are justified freely by his grace, and that is as a free gift. Justification is acquittal. We are acquitted from sin and from any charge of it. One person has said this, it is divine righteousness that acts in justifying. Righteousness is just that attribute of God which is concerned in it. It is like a broad, effectual shield stretched over the believer, and for all like a house that with its open door invites men to take shelter from the coming storm of judgment. If you have never trusted Jesus Christ, you need to prepare for the coming storm of judgment. It's coming. That is, if you do not trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. The Bible says that God is long-suffering, but his patience runs out. In other words, that person refuses Jesus Christ and shuts the door and does not open that door for Jesus Christ to come into the heart. That person does that so many times they become hardened. It becomes harder for them to understand Jesus saves. And I would request today that you would ask Jesus to come into your heart, that you would say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. Lord, I've changed my mind about how to leave this world. I want to leave this world knowing that you are my Savior. And Lord, right now, please forgive me of sin. Please come into my heart. I confess to you, Lord, that I am a sinner and I cannot save myself. Please save me today, so that one day I'll be able to say thank you, Lord, personally as I leave this world. Now, if you'll pray a prayer and ask Jesus to come into your heart and mean it in your heart, that's the innermost being. Say, Lord, come into my heart. I want you to save me. I'm sorry for sin. If you'll do that, Jesus Christ will save you. And one day I'll see you in heaven along with the Lord Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.